are listening to NaturesChannel.fm, live talk radio that helps connect you more deeply with nature. NaturesChannel.fm, it's where we grow.
Welcome to Nature's Sanctuary Sunday Service, brought to you by the Church of Nature. Join us every Sunday for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual service where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. We're here to help you grow every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern on naturechannel.fm.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service. I'm Christine Agro, the High Priestess of the Church of Nature, and our focus today is metamorphosis. The Church of Nature honors the individual and encourages a deeper conscious connection through the reflection of nature and all that it offers. It is time for humanity to reawaken. Nature is spirit, and we are spirit. When we reflect on nature and connect with it more deeply, we align with our own spirit, and when we do, life flows. Today, we look at nature, reflecting on the flow of change and open to the grace and ease that nature moves from one stage and phase to the next. I sit at the gate before the great mystery between darkness and light, guiding your passage through the powerful reflection of nature. The door is open for those who choose to walk through. Bless this space. If we could all recite our intention for today. We come here today with open minds, open hearts, and open hands, willing to give and to receive. So if you're in a place where you can have your feet flat on the floor and your eyes closed, we're going to take a moment to bring ourselves right into this time and space. So let's start by having our feet flat on the floor and our eyes closed. Take a nice breath in and let it out. Let's start by allowing roots to grow from our feet down into the earth. When our body is grounded and connected to the earth, it sends signals that we are safe, that we are present, that we are connected, which allows our spirit to be present in our own body. So see or pretend or intend that you have a beam of light that goes from the base of the tailbone up to the top of your head. And in the same way of seeing, pretending, or intending, just allow yourself to come into alignment, energetic alignment. Put a magnet out in front of you, like a horseshoe-shaped magnet, and just collect up any energy that doesn't belong to you, that doesn't serve you, or you're just ready to get rid of. Send that off and blow it up. And then with your intention, allow yourself to expand into the space that you just created by moving stuff out. There's more room for you. Let's do another little cleanup exercise. Put a basket out in front of you and put all of the should have, would have, could have, need to's, have to's, musts. Put all of those into that basket. And you can send that off and blow it up. And let's allow ourselves to expand again with our intention into the space that you've just created. So I want to mention that it is common to yawn. When you're doing energy work, it is a way of releasing and shifting energy. So if you find yourself yawning, that's actually okay. And eyes watering, that's another thing that can happen. All right. And from the top of our head, let's allow roots to grow up into our higher consciousness. So you're grounded to the earth and grounded to your own higher knowledge. So we connect to ourself because here at the Church of Nature, we honor and celebrate the self. Through a reflection on nature, we use nature to better understand our own journey. But we're not connecting into nature because we are nature. Nature isn't more powerful or greater than us. It is us. We're connecting into our own source of information. And you're welcome to stay in this space as we move forward with Sunday service, or you can gently open your eyes. And we'll recite our affirmation that we are nature. I am the sun, I am the moon, I am the dirt beneath my feet. I am the stars and the universe, I am the dark of night. I am the tree and the wind it blows its leaves. I am the ocean, I am the rain, I am the desert and the mountain and the plain. I am the bird, the fox, the turtle and the bee, I am. So our reflection today is on metamorphosis, and metamorphosis is that change that happens, that takes something from one state of being to a completely different state of being, although it is, in an essence, the same entity. So going from the caterpillar to the butterfly. But as I was reflecting on the butterfly, which I think is probably the most obvious or recognizable creature that goes through this transformation, I was thinking about all the other places within nature, or many of the other, certainly not all of them, but many of the other places within nature where transformation, where metamorphosis happens. I think that the seasons are a metamorphosis to move from the bareness of winter to the blossoming of the trees, then into the leaves and the lushness of summer, and then into the array of colors in the fall, and then the dropping of the leaves, the bearing of fruit and the dropping of the fruit. I think that, you know, all of that is just a large metamorphosis. So moving through our seasons from the dry grass to the green grass and back to the dry grass again. If you think about each element within nature that goes from one state of being to another state of being fairly fluidly, I think so fluidly that we don't really recognize it. I think that the butterfly probably has the most dramatic metamorphosis, the most dramatic transformation and change from caterpillar to butterfly. But I think that there's like all these other places within nature where these metamorphoses, these transformations are happening. And we can look at our own lives, and I think we miss these moments, both big and small in our own lives, because we just move along, I think, in such a state that we're really not conscious and paying attention to the changes and the shifts that happen. I mean, we may notice, like, oh, look, you know, the little girl that I knew, she was so tiny, and now she's getting so big. So we have that awareness. But there's so many changes and shifts that happen at any given moment in our lifetime that it's really quite phenomenal when you stop and think about it. I mean, I think you can look at a baby and see, you know, this amazing metamorphosis from a being who is, you know, has no control of their body whatsoever, or I shouldn't say whatsoever, but of the physicality of their body. They can't lift their head. They don't have control over how they're moving their arms. You know, they can't walk. They can't crawl. They can't eat on their own. And then they transform and change and become something different, you know, that can walk and talk and move and have control over themselves. And as we grow, we have similar transformations that happen from moment to moment. We have changes and transformations in who we are, you know, who we are, who we were 10 years ago is most likely for all of us not who we are today. So that person is the old us. It's not who we are. We're different. Whether we're different because we've had experiences that have given us a different way of looking at life, or because we've gone through, you know, an aha moment that has made us look at life differently and approach our own lives differently. Or maybe it's because something's happened and we've contracted and we've become less flexible or less open. So constant shifting and changing. And I think that, you know, miraculous sort of transformation, that miraculous metamorphosis that happens, is really happening all the time. We just don't notice it because it isn't as spectacular as the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. And what I really want us to take away from today's reflection is the awareness and the reminder that life is magical. Life is amazing. There's so many things going on in any given moment. There's always something shifting and changing. And if we look at nature, there's no hesitation to shift from one thing to the next. There is no there's no hesitation. It simply happens. You know, the caterpillar has its marching orders, and it does what it does. It goes into its cocoon, and it comes out the butterfly. You know, does it have an awareness of that? I don't know. You know, does it have the experience? Does it go into the cocoon thinking that that's the end of its life and coming out the other end as a birth into a butterfly? That's pretty neat if that's what happens. Or does it go in knowing that it's going to come out a butterfly? Does it worry about actually accomplishing that task? I don't think it does. I don't think that there is a sense of fear or trepidation about that experience. Just like the seasons just flow from one to the other. There is no worry or concern. And I think that you can look at a baby and see that kind of, that same kind of flow in transformation. There isn't the pushing against change. There's actually almost a rushing toward change and wanting to get to where we're going before we're actually there, and a level of frustration that comes with not being able to reach that spoon and put it in our mouth, or not being able to get up on our hands and knees and go somewhere, or get up on our feet and go somewhere, or formulate the words and say something. And so when does it change for us? You know, when do we get to the place where we start to fear the changing and the shifting and the new opportunities and the openness and the growth? Because it's always there. We're always growing and changing. So the reflection today is really about, reflecting on metamorphosis, transformation, change as it exists in the world, as it exists in nature, in the changes of the season, in the growth of animals, the transformation of insects, and then looking at our own lives and looking at how we do change at different stages of our life. And if you find yourself at a place where you are feeling constricted and restricted, at the beginning of Sunday service when we did our grounding meditation, we used a magnet to pull energy out. It's a great way to start to shift things energetically and to start to move things. It's hard to really understand how powerful energy work is until you've explored it. I've had clients, you can see it with animals. I've had clients work with me and, they notice immediately the change in their animals after I've moved energy out of their spaces, out of the animal spaces. They're more calm, they're more relaxed, they're more at ease. Maybe sometimes their appetite comes back. It's very interesting what energy in our space does to us. And fear is one of the most detrimental energies. It makes us contract and and constrict and pull in. And when we do that, there's no room. There's no room to breathe, to grow, to expand, to experience. We cut it all off. We cut the energy flow off. So a good way to start to make a shift in your own life is to just start to release the fear. Using that magnet, sitting just with the intention of letting that energy go. And you don't have to do anything or feel anything or accomplish anything. It's simply the action of doing it. Once you pull the energy out, send the magnet off and blow it up, and then always fill in with your own vibration. So that may be a color, an image, a symbol. You can imagine a picture of beautiful yellow you flowing into your own body. Or maybe you fill in with an image of how you want to be. There's no right or wrong way of doing it, but you want to fill in after you let stuff go. So that's a place to start, and to simply allow some energy to start to move in your own space. So our ripple opportunity this week is to really reflect on metamorphosis and transformation and change in nature, the flow and the sort of inevitability of things as well, that change does happen. So we can try and dig our feet in and insist that we're not going to go anywhere. But what happens is that, at the spirit level, we get more and more uncomfortable energy thrown at us as a way to get us to move, to get us to shift, to get us to change. So the more you sit in a place of resistance, the more uncomfortable your space gets, because your spirit is trying to get you to do something different. So it's, there's an opportunity here this week to really reflect on how things move and flow in your own life. Do they flow with ease? Is there a sense of resistance? Are you stuck? And to look at the energies around you or within you, and to start to clear some of them out and just see what happens as you start to do that. And last week we did have a number of people stop by our Facebook group, Nature's Sanctuary Sunday Service. It's facebook.com/groups/ Nature's Sanctuary Sunday Service, just to share their experience of last week's service, which was The Space Between, which was really wonderful. There was a nice back and forth conversation going on that I really enjoyed, and it's what I really love. So, you know, feel free to stop by this week and share your insights, your thoughts, your questions, metamorphosis and transformation and change, and how it applies to your own life and your own experiences. So with that, we are going to move to our invocation of peace. So if you would have your palms up, allowing the chakras in the center of your hands to open, both giving and receiving. I stand with palms raised to the sky, open to both giving and receiving. Peace is in me. Peace is around me. Peace begins with me. I ask to be the channel through which peace flows, bringing peace to myself, my life, and to all who share my life. I see peace. I breathe peace. I live peace. I am peace. So moving on to our offertory, I would like to thank everyone who has donated in support of the Church of Nature and Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service, whether you contribute directly to the service or you have made a contribution to help us purchase the Stone Chapel. It all counts. It all makes a difference. It's all meaningful. And it all helps you open your heart, open your hand, and create this new energy flowing in your own space. So if you'd like to make a contribution, please visit thechurchofnature.org, and on the right-hand side, you'll see an option either to contribute to the Stone Chapel campaign or to just to make a donation to the Church of Nature in recognition of what you receive here during Sunday service. So we're going to move to our offertory blessing. I always like to encourage you to really reflect on the words because they are very meaningful and they do speak to what we believe, which is that an open hand and an open heart creates an expansion of energy within ourselves, within our lives, that is exponential and is unquantifiable. We don't know what's going to happen until we actually do it. We ask that giving be a blessing and not a burden, that we see the abundance and unlimitedness of the universe. We ask to live with open hearts and open hands, and in so doing, allow the energy of support and love to flow freely to us and from us. We acknowledge that to receive we must give, and to give we must receive. We make our offerings to the Church of Nature today with open hearts and open hands, and invest in the eternal cycle of energy flow. Our offerings recognize the gifts and blessings of this service. So in our Circle of Life celebration, it is a time to honor, celebrate, and remember people, experiences, animals, moments in time, all of those places and people and experiences and animals that you would like to honor, celebrate, and remember. So we'll take a moment to just call those into this space. And we'll recite our Circle of Life celebration. Life is a circle whose beginning touches its end. I'm here to learn and grow. The path of my life belongs to me. I take this moment to affirm the way in which I want my life to flow. I'm grateful for all that I have and all that I am. I thank my body for all that it does for me. I thank my mind for its power of thought. I thank my ego for its will and drive. I thank my spirit for its patience and its guidance. So if you're in a place where you can have your feet flat on the floor and your eyes closed, we're going to set out our intention for the week ahead. So find yourself in that space. And just envision out in front of you, or pretend or imagine that there is a amazingly beautiful and wonderful fertile plot of soil, freshly groomed just for you to plant the seeds of what you want to create and manifest this week ahead. Take a moment to just plant those into that soil, placing love and trust and faith and belief, certainty, seniority, which is actually the next step from trust and faith. Certainty and seniority is when you absolutely know that what you're setting out is going to happen. You are certain and you own it. And then you can hand that to your spirit so that you can work on manifesting it this week. And we'll move to our closing prayer. I give thanks for this time and space, knowing that this is a place to focus my intention, but not where my intention ends. It is my opportunity to carry my choices out into the world. Let me look on change in a new way, see it as a natural state of being, and in embracing the rhythm of change, create grace and ease in my own life. Let me walk my path with strength and knowingness, with grace and ease. Let me walk my path with love and abundance, and let me listen when my spirit speaks. Let nature be my guide. So I do have a few announcements. I mentioned this last week. We're now sending out emails to those of you that you wish to honor, celebrate, and or remember people, animals, experiences, time, space, place, for the Circle of Life celebration. So you can make a donation of whatever amount. Let us know who, what, when, and provide us with an email to send them a notification that they're going to be honored, celebrated, and or remembered during our Circle of Life celebration, and we will get that off to them as well as include them in our Nature Sanctuary Sunday service during that time and space. So I think that we are ready to launch the ordination program and the botanical program, as well as the Living as Spirit program. And there's going to be time when everybody's working together and time when everybody's working individually, or not individually, but in their own separate groups. So there is a plan in place. What we're looking at is launching everything in October. So if you're interested, let us know and we'll get you information on what the programs are going to look like and what the cost is and how you can go about signing up. So that is it for today. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Remember, let nature be your guide, and I hope that you will come back again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Nature's Sanctuary Sunday Service. We hope today's reflection will support you in navigating your week ahead. Please remember to live with an open hand and an open heart. The effects are exponentially rewarding. If you haven't made your offering to the Church of Nature, be sure to visit thechurchofnature.org to contribute. While you're there, you'll also find daily inspirations, as well as past Nature Sanctuary Sunday services. We look forward to having you join us again next week. And until then, remember, let nature be your guide.
Nature'sChannel.fm. Amazing talk radio shows from gardening to animals, natural health and wellness, and fighting for nature. Nature'sChannel.fm. It's where we grow.